This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia has attacked the Ukrainian president's hometown with suicide drones. This comes as Ukraine has pushed ahead with this counteroffensive that has embarrassed the Kremlin. Ukraine took back control of the strategic eastern city of Lyman, which Russia had been using as a transport and logistics hub. That's a new blow to the Kremlin, and it seeks to escalate the war by annexing four regions of Ukraine. Photos circulating online pointed to some battlefield movement for Ukraine, showing Ukrainian soldiers entering what appear to be newly retaken settlements in the south and east. Pope Francis, meanwhile, on Sunday decried Russia's nuclear threats against the West and appealed to Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop the spiral of violence and death. With the death toll from Hurricane Ian rising and hundreds of thousands of people without power in Florida and the Carolinas, U.S. officials vowed Sunday to unleash a massive amount of federal disaster aid as crews scramble to rescue people stranded by the storm. Days after Ian tore through central Florida, carving a deadly path of destruction into the Carolinas, water levels continued rising in some flooded areas, inundating homes and streets that were passable just a day or two earlier. With branches strewn across the grounds of St. Hilary's Episcopal Church and Fort Myers, the Reverend Charles Cannon recognized the immense loss during his Sunday sermon, but also gave thanks for what remained. That included a church with stained glass windows and a steeple. Burkina Faso's departure, ousted coup leader, Lieutenant Colonel Paul Henri Damiba, left the country for Togo Sunday, 2 days after he himself was overthrown in a coup,